Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 405. Most Fridays at 4 p.m., we have George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine. He's here with us now. So we had Sarah Finsky on this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, first time I got to meet her face-to-face.
Good.
Really cool.
She's a very sharp gal, very...
Yeah.
She speaks so eloquently and so clearly and so, like, sure, that, it's kind of like you. Just makes a lot of sense, a lot of common sense.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I told the guys, and you can tell Sarah this, I said to the guys, I liked her so much that the way she presents as a human is the way I hope I do.
Yeah. And you do, and it shows, and it's like, okay, I get it, and you can relate, you can believe this person, and I think that's a lot of your appeal, a lot of her appeal, and, you know, she's on Donnybrook every week or two and does, you know, a bang-up job on that, and when they go to her, it's like, okay, you know, she's, again, kind of like, I think I kind of agree with her most of the time, so we're just, you know, very, very glad to have Sarah and her cohort Ryan on board. They're just nailing it with this newsletter called The Daily. I mean, that's like must read stuff. You know, people, that thing hits the inbox at 6:05 and people are like, that's the first thing I do,
that's,
you know,
cool,
before I roll out of bed and,
that's what,
you know, push the coffee button, you know, or do anything else. So that's a good spot to be in. You know, you got to be, you know, your first thing in the morning. That's, that works. So, yeah.
So we all, the bosses took the show out this week and we went to Pastoria. Where no one had ever been.
Oh, my.
And it was just, it's Pastoria. It's Gerard Kraft. It's
pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good.
What a great little niche to have.
Yeah. And that's near my house. So that's one of the, you know, you always go to the spots near your house.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when they're that good. And that's one of our go-tos for sure. And
pretty reasonably priced.
It's fairly reasonably priced. And it's fun because there's different kind of, you know, you can sit in the restaurant there. They've got a nice bar where you can go. And then they've got that pass area. Did you?
No.
Which is where the food comes across from the kitchen into the dining room. They call it the pass, right? It's the food window of sorts, but theirs is wide open, and you can sit there. You can sit and watch. You can sit.
Oh, that's cool.
You can sit at the pizza ovens and watch the pizzas being made. It's got about 14 seats, or you can go down the way. Well, they're making, you know, they're tossing the pasta down there.
Yeah.
And anyway, all along the line, and a lot of industry people go there just because they like to chat with the cooks. And the cooks are sitting there chatting. Mm. You know, they're chatting and cooking and cooking and chatting, and it's a great time. That's where you'll see me and most industry people is, you know, do you want to eat at the pass tonight? So if you ever go there again, check out the pass. And it's the best part of that place because you really feel like you're a part.
Yeah.
You really feel like, oh, boy, that looks good. What was that just went out? I think I'll have one of those.
So back when I was really famous, I had the opportunity.
Everybody's smiling in here. Nobody's saying anything.
I had the opportunity to do 3 or 4 chef's tables.
Yes.
That was so cool.
You feel really special.
Oh, man.
And those things are, it's the same kind of thing because you're getting this individualized service, but yeah, those things are still fun, and they're even more so and more kind of relevant now because everybody wants, they just don't want to sit down and eat. They want the experience. They want something unusual. They want something they can tell their friends about. Mm-hmm. And that, those kind of things are just that. It's just not going out to eat anymore, yeah. You know? So, yeah.
So speaking of, people have having trouble getting people to come into the restaurants.
Yeah, it's, I'm hearing this more and more. I'm hearing rumblings even from those who I've never heard from before. Like, hey, I've, you know, I've had a couple of lousy months here. What do you hear in Georgia? I get a lot of that. I'm the sounding board a lot just because I talk to so many people. And so I'm going to somehow do something with this. So I got something in my email this week that addressed that. And it said how many people how much less people are dining out these days. And they did this giant study and they said that I think it was 37% are dining out less than they did a year ago. And I thought, seems like 100% to me. You know, I mean, everybody I talk to, right, Dave, you're probably the same way. Mm-hmm. We can't go out as much. We don't go out as much. So on the one hand, that was good news. But on the other hand, it's still 37%, and it's even lower in, or I'm sorry, that percentage is higher in lower income areas. But, you know, what's the reason? It's cited higher restaurant prices, no surprise, and needing to save money more just because it's so uncertain out there.
How much do you think has to do with, like, the nesting of America? That, you know, we rarely go to the theaters anymore, and you think that's happening with restaurants?
It has a lot to do with it. And in a way, that's good, because if you're nesting, and you know this for a fact, you're sitting around your living room, and you're ordering DoorDash, or you're having a pizza delivered or something like that, and that's okay, because you're still supporting the restaurants. But what one of the couple, I talked to a couple of restaurant guys, they go, we appreciate that, but that's not the, you know, we don't make tons of money on that sale. We appreciate the sale, but it's the DoorDash guy and the DoorDash company that's making all the money, and it's kind of a necessary evil. If these guys had their way, they would all self-deliver. Every one of them would. And why don't they? It, you know, it takes bodies and it takes insurance, and both of those are pretty hard to come by. That's why this DoorDash movement was such a good idea, because mm-hmm. they covered that part of it. So
how did no one have that idea before?
It's really smart,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, yeah. It's you know, the whole. You know, I didn't come up with Uber either, but that would have been a good one, too.
If the pandemic never happened, does that blow up?
Maybe not.
Because I'm not sure.
Most people, yeah. Like, I'm a big DoorDasher. But if you asked me 5 years ago, hey, would you pay $25 for someone to bring McDonald's to your house?
You'd have been like, no.
Of course not.
I'll just drive through on my way home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I talked to some of the local folks about this. And I said, you know, what do you think? And they did say that. They said that some of them are, you know, they said, we started DoorDash and our volume actually went up this year, but our profitability didn't because we're giving more of it away. So it's kind of this push me, pull you kind of thing. And, you know, you get like Danny Eichenhorst. We've talked about her before. She's a champion of local, and she has businesses in the Del Mar Maker District, which got decimated by the tornado. And she said, hey, a lot of these places are hurting. And just for gosh sakes, especially this season, get out. Go out to lunch, order lunch for the office, you know, bring them bagels and donuts, or, you know, kolaches, or just do something that you haven't done. Go buy a gift card, but support. It's really, for some reason, it's kind of hit an inflection point. It's kind of like COVID. I mean, it kind of feels to me like I heard a lot of this, please support local. Boy, these places are hurting. It's really time to step up. So I'm hearing a lot of the same things. I'm going, boy, this is like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but there's a lot of people that can't step up.
That's true.
You know, there are people who can, but there's some that, you know, look, the grocery store is crazy now. And, you know, you go there and get 10 things, it's $100, and you're like, well, guess that's what I'm eating this week.
Yeah. And it's all a value. You know, everybody's after a value and a deal, and this article did mention that buy one get one deals and loyalty programs are the big motivators. So note to restaurants, do that. Help it. See if you can do that. And in that vein, just up the street from me this week, a place called Sushi Eye. Anybody hip to Sushi Eye here? It's a sushi place that sells, for you know, a lack of a better term, value sushi. They do an all you can eat sushi. If you've ever gone out to for sushi, you can spend a bloody fortune in a hurry.
We've done that, right, Rach?
Yeah, yeah, there's one down here on Olive.
Yeah, they're all over town. They're very successful. They moved from a smaller location in Clayton up the street to a corner location. And the place is, it's probably three times the size of their old one. And it's, they've been open for maybe a week or 10 days. It's packed, packed for lunch and dinner. Again, it's a value. Everybody feels like they're getting a good deal. And it's like, all you can eat? Sure, I can I can see what kind of damage I can do there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's a very interesting time we're in. But again, it's really, I think the best thing you can do is gift cards, because that's money in their pocket right now. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, they've got it
maybe
all.
Maybe they'll bring them in. Maybe they won't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a pretty fairly high percentage. I read one time, I think it was 30 or 40% that aren't ever redeemed. So that's money in their pocket. And if they do get redeemed, they come trickling in. So it kind of, you know, restaurants can
and they usually spend more money than that. So
it won.
They usually spend more money than the gift card.
They always do. Yeah, if they use them. So anyway, that was. It's just you know, as long as I've been doing this, it's I say it every day. It's I'm still learning, and it's still a very interesting time.
If I can just jump on something Wheels had just said, you know, he pointed out some people can't step up and go support local restaurants, and that is true and valid. But if you are one of the people who can afford to go out, another reason to spend at a local restaurant is like, it's called the local multiplier. That means your dollars recirculate through your local economy 2 to 4 times more than when you spend at a non-local company. So if you go and spend $30 at a local restaurant, that's just better for the entire, it's not just better for that restaurant, it's better for the entire community than if you were to spend $30 at Applebee's. Something to keep in mind.
And very true. You're supporting your neighbors, you're creating jobs, you're keeping the local economy flowing, and that's just very, very important.
And in those cases, profits stay local too.
Right.
Right? Not just the costs, not just the other things, but like the owners who live in the area. Well, then that is going to their home, and they're going to the grocery store. You know, like they're spending that too.
I was never a local guy. I don't know, just kind of went over my head. But during COVID, it sort of sunk into me buying local, and I'll shop in national places. I even represent some national places, but for the most part, I really try to keep my dollars local.
Yeah, and those are the guys you really heard from. It's like, hey, these are your friends and neighbors speaking out from their homes where they can't leave. But anyway, it's a very interesting situation. Something I also wrote about today that this I think, Dave, you'll be interested in, and I'm not promoting this as an event, but it's got a pretty cool sideline. My friends out at the Shack are doing a Christmas pop-up, okay? They've never done one before. These are big. This is a big deal. Speaking of, you know, get out and do something, get out and go to one of these pop-ups, because they are fun and they're very popular. And anyway, out at the Shack in Frontenac, they're doing something called Shack the Halls, and it's going to go for an entire month from the day after Thanksgiving to a couple days after Christmas. And they've spent, I can't say how much, but tens of thousands of dollars on decor. This place is going to be decked out and all kinds of mugs and it's going to be, I mean, there's companies that do this. This is their stock and trade, and apparently this is going to be so tchotchkied up, and it'll be great fun, and there's selfies and all kinds of things like that. But the interesting part of it is that they're going to donate $15,000 to an organization called Shop with a Cop. Are you familiar with these guys?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, I think we've had them on the show.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I didn't know about them. It's something that started up in North County, and now it's spread to South County. And they, I guess, a policeman will accompany a family to Walmart, and there's $500 in gift cards. And they give most of the money to the kids. Okay, go buy yourself some stuff for Christmas. And the kids get a couple, $350, and the parents get the rest of it for things that, you know, food or sheets or, you know, Tide or whatever they need. And I guess it's done through the schools. It's kind of curated, so they kind of know who they're dealing with. But I just think that's such a cool idea. And it's this community building thing, which is you know, very important in these neighborhoods and very important to the folks at the Shack. So that's not the sole reason that they're doing it. But when I heard that, you know, they've donated, I think, some money last year, but it's $15,000, which is, that's a lot of $500 gift cards.
Yeah.
You know,
that's great.
So I just think that's a cool idea.
Absolutely.
And another reason to, you know, check that place out. And again, there you go. By doing so, you're supporting the locals.
Yeah. For example, our good friends at Bissinger's have offered to do a Dave Glover 25th anniversary sleeve of truffles and donate all that money to Operation Food Search.
So smart.
So that's going to be happening like around the middle of November.
And speaking of those guys, I haven't been there yet, but they just opened their little chocolate cafe at the... Did you tour that when you were there?
I got coffee there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I haven't done that
yet. I'm one up on George
Mahe. Yeah. So, yeah, that's... boy, that's a complex. And Dan Abel's just another one
Dan's
of the...
best.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
A lot of those folks around this town.
Yeah, really great guy.
Yep.
Have a great weekend, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Welcome back, guys. DGS424. Isn't Friday great?
It's awesome.
Yeah. Just reminding you guys that in a few hours, I will be at Alamo Draft House. A group of friends have rented out a theater at Alamo. They're showing The Exorcist about 7 p.m. And then I'm doing a little hour-long talk or so with Q&A after that. So if you're super into The Exorcist, you want to see a spooky movie, or just want to say hi to me, all you got to do is buy a ticket. That's it. You show up, buy a ticket, and you're in. So that'll be interesting. I like talking.
Yeah, especially about that kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, how many people in that room will have ever been to the house?
Right. Probably none.
One.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless some of the other listeners he went with show up.
Right. That's possible. Every now and then I do hear from them.
Yeah?
Yeah, like when we were talking about this year's Halloween show, someone on the stream said that they were one of the original at the Limp Mansion in year one. So that's cool.
Man, that is cool.
That'd be something to do, too. The show would probably sound terrible because I was a terrible broadcaster, but it would be fun to play the very first Limp Halloween show. I like to hear it.
Kind of great.
Yeah.
I'm into any of these, so let's go.
We had a couple Halloween shows where listeners went cuckoo.
Yeah?
For Cocoa Puffs.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like in what way?
Like lost it?
One of them, they were just crazy.
Oh, okay.
They showed up crazy.
I gotcha.
One guy brought a loaded gun.
What?
Mm-hmm. I have heard of this.
They gotta shoot ghosts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think it'll work.
You never know.
They're already dead.
And then some people just got super, super scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crying and such.
And you said, stop being a baby.
And such.
Yeah, that was just me.
I'd be like, come on down in the crawl space with me.
We need to go to lunch at the Limp around Halloween.
Oh?
They're having a big party. I think it's Saturday after Halloween. My band used to play there. They have bands and they have food and it's great and it's the Limp Mansion and it's a lot of fun.
I need to do more haunted things.
Do you?
I've only done one so far.
And you had
my whole ass life.
Yeah. And you had a good time, right?
Yeah, it was great. Super interesting.
Really was. This year's going to be good. I don't know that this year is going to be... I don't know what the end is yet.
I get you, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and then...
Because there's a lot of stuff.
Andrew pooped his pants. Like, I don't have like a gah. But from the... And I swear to God this is true, and you guys know this. From the first minute we were at Emmaus Village to the time we got in our cars to leave, I was scared.
Really?
For real scared.
Huh.
Yeah, I was very uncomfortable.
Were you most uncomfortable? Well, I don't want to give you any. Yeah, I don't want to give you any spoilers.
That's okay.
For the show.
Go ahead.
What about the part we were told to leave?
Right at the beginning. That wasn't great.
Like, oh, this is going to be a fun
night. What do you
night.
Want us to do?
That leave. Wasn't great.
Leave.
Yeah.
Dave's like, all right, we're gone.
Fine by me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
436 DJS, happy Friday. Fast food news, Rage.
Oh yeah, I've got some good fast food news for you guys this week. Jimmy John's is bringing back the Pickle Witch for a limited time. On Monday, must be a big deal. October 27th. Yeah, it's just like the regular Jimmy John sandwiches, only it's served in a split kosher dill pickle instead of on bread.
Before COVID, I would have loved that. Pickles are now too salty. Yeah.
I love pickles.
They're too pickly.
I would like to make this at home. I don't want to go spend my money at Jimmy. Like, to me, Jimmy John's is the bread. I've never had a Jimmy John's wrap. I've never had the wheat bread. I just want the French bread. Yep. That's the best part of Jimmy John's.
Agreed.
Remember when I used to get the Unwich and then I'd bitch about it? And he'd be like, hey, want to get Jimmy John's? And I'm like, yeah, give me that Unwich. So there's like tuna salad and lettuce.
Yeah.
And Rach, we didn't know each other that well back then. She's like, you know, you don't usually. I'm like, just, I'm fine. I'm, and then I'd get, I'd be like, this sucks.
I hate this place. The Jack-O-Lantern Pizza is back at Papa John's for Halloween 2025. Good thing we have a Papa John's right downstairs.
That's right.
Might have to try that out. It's a seasonal pizza that features a thin crust in the shape of a pumpkin topped with cheese, pepperoni for eyes and a smiling mouth, and olives for the pupils of the eyes. And the big thing with a Jack-O-Lantern Pizza is it's served unsliced in order to maintain its shape.
I'm kind of a sucker for things like that.
I am too. They had a football-shaped pizza, Papa John's did, for a long time, and I wanted to get it so bad. But I never made it happen.
In my top 10 regrets...
the football pizza, yes.
Nope, it's the peanut butter cup.
The Reese's pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that had to be amazing.
So Sonic has introduced a new pretzel bacon smasher burger and a peppermint brownie bark shake. Yeah. So the pretzel bacon double Sonic smasher features smashed and grilled Angus beef patties, American cheese, bacon, crispy fried onions. I love fried onions on a burger. And creamy mustard served on a soft, buttery pretzel bun. You can also get a triple patty version. That seems a little excessive to me.
That's better.
I don't know if I've ever had a triple burger.
Oh, yeah.
I've had the triple from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, the triple cheeseburger.
Yes,
it's not bad.
It's a good value. It's delicious. But one time I was talking about it with my friends, and she said, "Ugh, I don't like the triple cheeseburger. It's too wet." And it ruined it for me.
Yeah.
It's no different than the double.
I haven't had one since.
See, I like a wet burger. That's why I like the Whopper.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Gotcha.
The big box deal has returned to Popeyes. It includes two pieces of fried chicken or three chicken tenders plus two regular sides and a biscuit. Goes for about $6.99.
It's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Popeyes and seasonal offerings, their Cajun-style turkey is returning for the 2025 Thanksgiving season. So you can order this online or pick it up at participating locations. It's a pre-seasoned, fully cooked turkey, but you do need to thaw it and reheat it before eating. It weighs about 11 to 13 pounds, and the serving size is between 8 and 12 people. $54.99. Starts at $54.99. Sonic is going to offer 50-cent corn dogs all day on Halloween, celebrating the spookiest day of the year by blessing us with two corn dogs for a dollar.
How did AI not name Andrew Corndog instead of Tall Man?
Yeah.
Andrew the Tall Man Corndog Stoles. And one more story for you guys. Ghirardelli is releasing a new Dubai-style chocolate. So it's an individually wrapped, bite-sized take on this popular treat. Dave and I were talking about this earlier because when we were at Wally's, you picked some up, but I think
it vanished.
Yeah, they disappeared.
Yeah, she asked me how it was, and I'm like, I didn't eat it.
But it's a milk chocolate shell surrounding a core of pistachio filling layered with finely shredded kataifi. I'm saying that wrong, and I apologize because
sure
I was
right.
Probably just super offensive.
Dave, would Dubai it?
Oh.
Sorry, I was channeling there. Amy there. That was really stupid.
Yeah, she's laughing somewhere.
She's cackling in the car like, ah!
I do have one throwback thing for you.
Okay.
That I wanted to read to you guys. 11 years ago in 2014, do you have any idea what happened 11 years ago today, Dave Glover?
No.
A movie was released.
Okay.
Starring Keanu Reeves.
Matrix?
No, the original John Wick was released 11 years ago in 2014.
Okay.
Made $86 million worldwide, launched three sequels, and it all started with a little dog.
I loved John Wick. I have hated the sequels.
Hmm.
Because, you know why? I realized that he's killed like 500 people over a dog.
They're all bad people.
I know.
Trying to kill him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to The Dave Glover Show. On Fridays, Dave Glover is nice enough to let me promote my show, The Rachel Zimmerman Show, which you can hear weekends right here on KMOX. It'll air tonight at 9 p.m. and Saturday night at 7 p.m. Or you can download the podcast, which is already out. Just search for The Rachel Zimmerman Show anywhere you get your podcasts. My guest this week is going to be familiar to you if you are a longtime DGS listener. My guest is Rodney Boyd. Rodney is an attorney. He's a political insider, a lobbyist, and co-founder of Nexus Group. And Rodney knows so much about government, Missouri government. He knows a lot about national politics and government, too, but we mostly focus on Missouri in the conversation that we have. I'm going to play the first part of that interview that I do with Rodney Boyd for you now.
Well, it's good to be with you. This feels like a very familiar place for me. I had many, 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 many times in this very studio. So good to be back, and thank you for thinking of me.
So, of course, you're an attorney. You're a political insider. You're a founding partner of the Nexus Group. And earlier this year, you won an award, the American Foundation 2025 Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Congratulations. That's a huge deal.
Thank you. And it was indeed a surprise. I'm not accustomed to getting a bunch of awards. So when I got the call, I just double checked with the foundation folks and said, are you sure? And they said, no, we're sure. So it was, you know, I took it as an opportunity to really reflect on all the people that have invested in me and to support me over the years, to even put me in a position to own my own firm and to do all the amazing things that I get to do. So it was a good honor.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up, you know, like kind of giving credit to all those people who helped you out, because I was really moved by the story you told from your childhood of, you know, starting to work at this shoeshine parlor and how that kind of like really played into who you became as a person. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, so I grew up in a very crowded house. There were, it's a two-story home, which my grandmother still lives in. on St. Louis Avenue in North City. And, you know, I was talking with my own children about this yesterday. They find my life fascinating because my mother got pregnant when she was 14, and she was one of nine. And so it put me in a situation where I was born into an environment with such a young mother that my grandparents literally stepped in and sort of took over the traditional parental roles for all the right reasons. And so I was basically like their 10th child. But in that small, about 700 square feet abode, we all lived. So there was roughly 12 of us sort of in that space. And so at that time, things were very lean. My grandfather worked as a custodian in the daytime and a supplemental janitor at night because he was a firm believer and he had an incredible work ethic that you just have to work to pay for the life that you've created. So he had all these kids and he worked. So I grew up with this sense in my home that when one was capable of contributing economically, you did. And back in that time, in the 80s, there was a booming business not too far away from where I grew up. It was a place where not too far from a barbershop, not too far from a hardware, was a place where people would go and get their shoes shined. And you could start working there usually at around 10, a couple hours a week, depending on, you know, your school schedule. My grandfather thought I was advanced, and so I ended up starting that journey literally at 8 years old. I think I may have been the youngest person to ever step into that arena, and I took to it like a fish to water because it was a way to generate income, learn a lot, meet a plurality of people. And it really, for me, you know, as a kid who didn't have an immediate father in the home, my grandfather was playing that role, but for goodness sake, he was always coming in the door to turn around and go back out the door to go to work. So that was sort of my entree into work at a very young age. At an age, interestingly enough, Rachel, where most children are starting to experiment with a plurality of sports. You know, my eight-year-old son now, forgive me, is into soccer and baseball and basketball. And those were not opportunities that my life afforded me. And I don't really regret it. It's just I juxtapose my life to the life that my children are living now and then the differences.
And you're such a connector of people, just the different backgrounds of folks that I've seen you work with over the years. You do not discriminate in who you're going to help out or just be a connector for. Do you feel like you learned that at that first job, just watching people interact and socialize?
You know, it's funny. I learned as a young man to observe the differences and the similarities in people. Right. So whether a person was a lawyer or a pastor or a plumber or a janitor or a barber, you know, I respected the differences that showed up in people in terms of their vocation. Right. But I also saw the similarity in people. Right. People were kind of fundamentally are looking for the same things. Right. They're looking for a sense of success, a sense of peace, a sense of accomplishment, a sense of belonging in their community and a sense of thriving. Right. So I was always sort of learning that, yeah, all these different things make us different, but there's these core values and ideas that we're all striving for. And so, you know, the things that you might not like about a person because of their vocation or their political affiliation or whatever, if you could not focus on those things and sort of focus on the things that innately we all have in common, I found you can work for a given period of time with anybody.
That's rare in this day and age. We are so siloed, it feels like the way to virtue signal or what have you is to be like, no, I only work with this group of people. I don't want to fraternize with this group.
Yeah, I mean, I see that. You know, working as a governmental relations consultant and advisor now for 25 years, I see that. I just don't buy into it, right? Because I really have the lived experiences of working with people. So you take Missouri, my home state. We are bordered by 8 other states. And so what you find in Missouri is I was just a few days ago in McDonald County, right, which is very, very far southwest Missouri. In fact, if you're in McDonald County, you're probably more in tune with what's happening in Bentonville, Arkansas than St. Louis, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's, you know, a hop, skip, and a jump, right? And I've worked with legislators and policymakers from McDonald County for the last 25 years, and I've found so many common areas of interest in the Capitol, so many times where we could sort of understand the different political needs, St. Louis urban, McDonald County rural, But when you get in the building, there's aspects of the budget, there's aspects of public policy that if you just really get to know the people, you can work on those issues. I think what people resist today is any sense of sort of giving up their values to adopt your values, right? Mm-hmm. And I think once you let people know, look, we can work together and we can respect each other and you don't have to become me and I don't have to become you. I think if you can get that into the equation pretty early, then people are willing to work with you on the issue before us, and then we can go home and be who we are.
The rest of my conversation with Rodney Boyd is available on the Rachel Zimmerman Show podcast, or catch it tonight at 9 p.m. or Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on KMOX. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.